everybody. Welcome to the final episode. This is the clincher. This is the one that ends it all. The final one for a little while. This is TV West Saves the World, episode 15. Our final episode for the summer. Now, first up, as usual, we've got our fantastic Mr. Baca to give you some advice and some information about what is happening this summer, and he's also got a question for us. Take it away, Mr. Baca.
All right, folks. I don't know about you, but we're feeling some pretty good weather. It's heating up finally. Your houses are probably a little bit uncomfortable, but in the best way. And all of this collides with the fact that we are still expected by some degree or another to kind of stay hidden away in our various spaces and not get too close to anybody. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I just need to hear other humans in the room to make sure I'm not going crazy. Okay, good. Now, this is complicated. I don't know if you saw that a lot of news media over the weekend was flashing images of people congregating at lakes and rivers and parks where everybody is like really close together and they're coughing on each other and they're inhaling everybody's oxygen. And they're afraid, of course, that this will cause greater infection to spread. Now, I don't know if any of you are in any of those pictures, but we should all be worried. At the same time, we need to be careful and balance the need for recreation against the possibility of keeping this disease going. So, here's what I propose. I feel like I've invented a very clever solution. And if you think you have a better idea, I'm going to invite you to contribute your wisdom, although it's probably not as good as my idea. Okay, so as you know, during the summer months, it's not uncommon for people to spend their time in the water. So, best way to enjoy your relaxing time, some relaxing time out in the water, is of course on a little tube or a simple raft or something like that. But that too can get you too close to another person. So what's the solution? You buy one of those four-person tubes, like four donuts stuck together, and you just sit in the middle of it. And then this will functionally keep you 6 feet away from anybody who might attempt to get close to you. Now, this works even better if everybody participates. So, for example, you want to meet up with a friend, you put them in one of those tubes, you get in your very own, and then boom, you got a social distance cushion that's going to protect you against virtually any and all disease forever. I thought about that all by myself. Protection. Yeah, and you can still wear a mask too.
Genius. I don't think I have any better.
Absolutely amazing.
You can still wear a face mask too. That's still on the table. A lot of people are getting excited for what they're calling the three-piece swimsuit.
That's clever.
Anyway, I think that's all we have, unless anybody has a better idea.
No, I think that's genius, but is there a way to use this technique on land as well?
Yeah, so what you have to do, and it depends on the kind of tube you have. So in that middle section, sometimes they just have like a place to put drinks or whatever, or there's like a little spot where you can put a toddler. But what you might have to do is sort of cut a hole in the center of it where those four tubes collide. And then you just walk around the world with these giant inflatable tubes protecting you from everybody. Now, a lot of you are going to say, hey, Baca, what happens when you need to go through a door? And the answer to that question is actually very simple. And that is, you don't go through a door. You just stay in one spot forever. Problem solved.
You'll be safe from disease forever. What's the sponsor for today's segment?
Yeah, today's segment, Advice with Baca, has been sponsored by television shows your grandparents watch. So, if you go on the internet and look up television shows that your grandparents watch, you can get a discount on them. Just enter the promo code TV West Saves the World, and you will get 10% off television shows that your grandparents watch. This has been Advice with Baca.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, we've got some news for you, some ground-shaking news. We've got interesting information directly from the district that says that elementary school registration will begin on after July 15th. And in elementary school, everyone gets what is called a Q for quarantine, which is basically a P for everything. And that I think that's just for elementary schools as of now. Also,
this is so sad.
I know. Also, guess what, Panthers? We've got two new assistant principals.
Woo!
And also, returning student devices and books will begin this week and will continue next week. They'll still continue through the last day of technically school, which is June 3rd. So East, Hillside, Liberty, Mountain View, and Rose Park will be open to return educational materials like textbooks, laptops, or internet modems or other items. And also there is we actually have some interesting information about next year. So apparently last Wednesday, Governor announced Utah Leads Together 3.0. It includes instructions for high-risk population and the ultimate recovery. They're taking recommendations from the CDC and the state government seriously as they plan for the fall. We plan for three things: a return to in-person school with social distancing and hygiene guidelines in place. How do you guys think that'll play out at West just because of how crowded the classes and the hallways are? What do you guys think?
Well, the problem with West is that it's kind of overpopulated. Like, didn't the fire marshal say that there were too many people in the school? Right? So it's like, West is too small already to contain the number of people. It wasn't even safe before the quarantine started. I doubt it will be safe now that there's this added threat as well. Like, everything gets touched. Everybody's in these massive rooms with very low ventilation where there's like 30, 40 people. Then in the cafeteria and the commons, you got like, you know, several hundred people at any one time. So I don't know. I'm basically saying I don't entirely trust that you can really social distance effectively in a place like West.
Yeah, I mean, I think they could get it to work in some places, but I don't think that's the best option for everybody. There's the second option, which, and I quote, "a return to in-person school that might be interrupted mid-year by yet another school dismissal. In this scenario, we would be prepared to switch again to remote learning some point through the 2020 to 2021 school year." And the third option is a return to school via a hybrid model, which I think is what a lot of people have been talking about, where we would combine in-person instruction with remote student learning. Essentially, the goal is to prepare for whatever may come as the pandemic evolves, and we hope for a return to normalcy for our students and staff. We want to thank all of you for your continued patience as we navigate coming changes together.
For a return to normalcy, that would be pretty cool.
Awesome. And get this, there are the four finalists for Teacher of the Year. John Arthur is a sixth grade teacher at Meadowlark Elementary. Ashley Eakins is a fourth grade teacher at North Star Elementary. And two of the finalists are from West. I don't know if you guys know these people, but Allison Bielson, physics teacher from West, and Natosha Washington, dance teacher at West. So it's just kind of interesting for everybody. And I think it's kind of interesting how next year is going to turn out. But regardless, I think we want to wish everyone the best. And I really hope the district and the state can come up with a good guideline for next year, because who knows what we're going to be able to do. Of those three options, which one seemed the best? Emerald, Ben, what do you have to say on this?
I don't know. Oh. You go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I talked last time.
I don't know any of those teachers really, but I've heard that Miss Washington is a great dance teacher, and I'm sure they all deserve the award. So if they were considered for it.
So of those options you presented, my favorite would easily be the one where we go back to school like normal.
What?
I don't think that's going to happen realistically.
I think my internet's going down.
Happy summer to everybody at West.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's going to be a unique and different type of summer, but hopefully things get better. Things continue to go down as the summer progresses, and then we can see each other again soon. My final message, change the world.
Because we live in a society.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So I would say, no matter what ultimately happens with next fall, make the most of this summer. Maybe some people will get a job. Maybe some people will just, I don't know, magically single-handedly create a vaccine for COVID and we'll all go back to our normal lives. But
yeah, that's what I've
I think with. That... awesome. I think the most likely outcome of this is a hybrid model. I'm not sure what other people are thinking, but I think that's going to be the most successful option because some classes just can't function with remote learning. And I think a combination of both will really help next year. And so if any of you have anything to say, you can go ahead and say that right now.
I hope that everybody has a great summer and stay in the sun. I heard that helps, and it might not be too hard because it will be summer. And also you have a couple days to keep like making up your work if you need to. Make sure to do that.
Save your grades, people. I'm trying to do that currently. It's the last few days and you can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and remember to submit your grade choices to all 8 of your teachers or less if you have free periods, you lucky dogs. And furthermore, for TV West and TV West Saves the World, I'm Brogan Nilsson, and today with me I have Emerald.
Yep.
Wow, that was a late reaction.
It's been fun.
And Ben.
Signing off for the last time.
For the 2019 and 2020 school year.
Right.
We're looking forward to hearing you next year, and enjoy your summer, Panthers.
Thank you. Peace out.
Okay, that was weird.
That was very bizarre.
See you. See you around, Ben.
Yep, see you.
Bye.
Bye.